podcast.
And now, the Greg Hill Morning Show presents our weekly interview with a man known as Highway 11, Julian Edelman.
Time to lock and load, boys.
That is a milestone for Julian.
Laser focus! Laser focus!
Edelman comes down with a football. They're saying it's a catch.
Julian Edelman makes a move. Works his way in.
Watch it or don't. Whatever.
Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Let's go now. We got our feet wet. We're going.
Look at Edelman break two tackles, and Edelman is home for the touchdown.
They can't cover me.
Never touched the ground.
It's unreal. It's insanity.
Julian Edelman off to the races. Julian Edelman. Goodbye, Edelman.
Boys, I got the knee. The knee falls me.
Sports.
Julian Edelman is brought to you this week by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, also by East Coast Metal Roofing, and by Fletcher Granite, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And here he is on the Harbor One Hotline, Julian Bubs Edelman. Good morning, Bubs.
Good morning.
How you doing today? How you feeling?
Feeling good. How are you feeling?
Fantastic. Worked a full week this week. You'll appreciate that. No vacation or anything like that. So we're off to the races. And interesting game last week. I wanted to know to start this morning if you're somebody who buys into moral victories.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So you look at that game Sunday differently than maybe we do as fans. Mm-hmm. We look at that and we say, all right, go out there, play a tough team, second week with a new quarterback, and that's pretty much a win. You look at that and say, nope, that's a loss, and we got to do better.
Yeah, I mean, whether you win or lose a game, you can always learn something from a game. It's like a play. Every play you play in this game, Scotty O'Brien, our old special teams coordinator, used to tell me, whether it's good or bad, it's a bit of experience and you can learn from it. So you can definitely learn from it, but, I mean, it's still a loss on the record sheet, and that's the ultimate stat.
So, Julian, when you talk about learning from the game, what do you think you learned as far as just, you know, from an offensive perspective? What do you guys think you've learned that you got to do better or maybe continue to work on and continue to keep getting better at basically after that game?
I think we have to – I mean, anytime you don't win a game, I mean, it's the other team's making more plays and executing more than you did. So – I mean, I think there's some good. I mean, this is National Football League. There's always going to be some good plays. There's other teams going to make plays. But usually the team that makes the most plays usually wins. So we got to go back, and which we have been trying to do this whole week, and just kind of refine and really get back to the basics and the fundamentals of why each play works, what we all have to do, and everyone kind of worrying about their own job. So I think that's what we have to do. September's the month of improvement, which we try to carry that over consistently the whole season. But, I mean, that's where we're at right now, especially without having a preseason or a traditional camp or OTA. I mean, we're just sitting here trying to improve and improve and improve.
I don't know what you had for expectations when it came to Cam Newton, but – was there a point in this process, you know, early on, recently, where you said, all right, you know, this guy's pretty good?
I mean, he's played in a lot of big football games, and he's won a lot, and he's done a lot of great things in his career, throughout his career, college career, high school career, junior college. I mean, he's went a long road. He's had some adversity here and there, and he's seemed to always be a fighter. So now I've been excited to play with him from the jump. I mean, he's got a very eccentric personality. He's got, you know, some great vibes that always come off him. He's energetic. He makes the game. He's a fun football player. He's fun to play with. And you know. So that was my expectation. I mean, of course, you always manage your expectation until you get to learn someone. But, you know, that's what I was going into, how I was feeling.
He was on this show Monday, and I asked him about whether or not the Patriots ought to go out and get somebody and add to this team talent wise. And he said the talent we need is right here in the room. Is that a different kind of vibe than maybe you had last year at the position?
I'm not going to worry about what other people are saying about this or that. No. I'm going to keep my focus towards the Raiders and what we got going this week, Greg.
Okay, Julian. Mm-hmm.
So you talk about your focus, right? And you continue, you know, to go out there week in and week out and be productive as a player. And I know the ultimate goal is always winning. But what's your mindset week in and week out to make sure that you consistently do what you've been doing, it seems like, for the past, you know, 8-9 years of being a player that's always there, who's always making the play? Is there like a certain mindset that you go into every game with maybe individual goals for yourself, even though the biggest goal is winning?
I think it would start with my individual mindset of trying to start with practice, you know, go out and get your body right. I mean, you get banged up after a game and get your body up and then trying to do good things in practice, because, you know, practice execution becomes game reality. And that's how you build your confidence. And, you know, that's sometimes a tough part when you're, you know, when guys, you know, later in the season, you get banged up, you don't get to practice as much. You know, ultimately, my goal is to get out and get on the practice field, be able to go out and do it and really kind of hone it in that week and then go into the game as confident as possible. So that's where I would start it.
Did you feel like that you and Cam had chemistry almost instantly, or do you feel like that's coming along?
I think, you know, he's playing a lot of football games. I've played in a lot of football games, and, you know, football is football at heart. But I also do think that you earn that word chemistry or trust through time and through repetition and through constant practice and continually. The more time you have it with someone, I think that's when it gets better and better. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what every other receiver, that's what everyone's trying to do, is try to just continually improve to get on the same page. And you know, usually when you do that, that's when good things happen.
I mean, 2 weeks in and he's plugging your merchandise. I don't know if you heard that yesterday or not, but did you catch that?
I mean, he's my guy.
I mean, I think Ken has the audio if you want to hear it. This is Cam yesterday.
Is that why the Happy Miserable t-shirt?
No, shout out to my dog, Jules. Got a lot of merch coming out. And, you know, for some strange reason, I haven't got my hat yet. It has to be custom because of obvious reasons. I think it's because I'm smart, but, you know, my hair kind of cushions a lot. So I'm wearing on my JE11 hat amongst other, you know, Julian Edelman merch. It's fire, by the way. So,
Thank you. Just supporting
the cause.
Can you get the guy a hat? What's the delay on that?
Well, we got him a hat. It's just, you know, we gotta get a custom hat for his hair. You know, the hair.
Got a lot of dreads up there.
You know, the dreads. It's tough, man. So we're actually in the process of doing that, but. More importantly, Greg.
Yes.
We're worried about the Raiders.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew we were worried about the Raiders.
Jules, one guy that I think he's, you know, he's taking strides every single week, and, you know, you guys, he's projected to have, you know, he has to be a big part of your offense, is N'Keal Harry. What are some of the things that maybe you can give him advice-wise to, you know, obviously make his transition to the NFL and to being consistent every week? Are there things that you talk with him about?
Yeah, I mean, it's with any young guy, it's just becoming a professional. And, you know, I've been super proud of Nikhil and how he's continually progressed in that facet of professional sports. I mean, you know, it's light and day from last year of how he is. It's not too big. He's got a year under his belt. He's confident in certain abilities, you know, so that's when things start to go well, is when you start getting comfortable and then your athletic ability, you know, can take its place when the game slows down because you're mentally into it. So, I mean, it's awesome that he's doing what he's been doing, and we're going to need him to keep on doing that.
The Twisted Question of the Week for Julian Edelman is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend and keep it twisted. And a 508 texter would like to ask what the greatest sports film ever made is. They are suggesting it is The Sandlot, but I would not agree. But in your mind, what's the greatest sports film ever made?
I mean, I swear I've been asked this question within the last 3 months, like 10 times. And I can never answer it.
Yeah. Well, what about greatest? Can you say
greatest? It's like cereal. You don't have a favorite cereal. You have a favorite, like, you got different moods. You got, like, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebble. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. What are you feeling like? Am I feeling for, like, heartwarming? Like, Remember the Titans, Rudy? Yeah. Am I feeling like I need to get motivated with, like, Rocky 3, 4? You know, I mean, that's a loaded question. I don't think if you're a real sport fanatic that you have one favorite sport movie.
I liked Any Given Sunday. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I liked
that's
any,
a pretty good football.
Yeah,
film.
I liked Any Given Sunday. Yeah.
What about one. Do Your Job, Julian? I mean, those are great.
What is that? Oh, is that the coach's one?
Yeah.
The documentary?
Yeah.
I live that, so I'm going to put that one on low on the list.
Hey, speaking of coach, can you help him get a new sweatshirt? I mean, that thing is past its prime.
I think that's our sweatsuits from 2010. So, you know, I like it. I think it's awesome. I mean, that's how Kanye West dressed.
Yeah, that's the Kanye. Kanye got a line of clothes like that.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, got a couple
so
of the shirts.
Maybe Bill influenced Kanye.
Yeah,
I
maybe. Mean, yeah, maybe he did.
Kanye's a very grinded. Influential person.
The respect level goes out the roof for a guy that just doesn't care what he looks like. He just cares about results and getting the job done.
Yes.
Can you help him with his mask, though? He had a little bit of an issue with that mask on his nose. It seems
it came down a little bit.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty easy to put on, but Bill.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not touching this subject. I mean, I want to get. There's fines going out. Well, I'm not in this one.
Right. Yeah, that's what anybody on that team wants to do is mid-game go over to Bill and tell him that his mask is below his nose.
Maybe
and
Bill,
he needs
didn't
to pull
realize
his mask
it. He didn't
up.
Know it.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't realize it. A lot going on.
Hey, Julian, I have a quick question for you. The Snow Bowl, you're a Bay Area guy. Wiggy, of course, doesn't shut up about it. He had 15 catches, and he tells us about it all the time. Where were you, and who were you rooting for during that game?
I was a little split because I was a huge Brady fan just because he was from San Mateo. And I was right down the street and, you know, everyone was a big Peyton guy. And I always liked, I was a Brady guy, you know? And, but I also, Jerry Rice was over in that game. He went from Niners to the Raiders and I was a huge Jerry Rice fan. I was, you know, close with that family. So I was split in between that, but it was, you know, I'm happy the Patriots won on it now. So, but I was a little split at the time.
All right. Well, listen, great to talk to you today, and we'll talk to you next week.
That's a random question. Where'd that come from? The Raiders.
Because you're playing the Raiders. Yeah, because you're playing the Raiders.
Well, now they're the Vegas Raiders.
Actually, I know where it came from. It came from Wiggy, who wanted him to ask you about
the
snowball.
Well, it was a record. Listen, it was a record until Deion Branch broke it. So I got to pat myself on the back.
Single greatest moment of Wiggy's life, better than when his kids were born.
Julian, my mother tells me, give yourself credit, because if you don't, nobody else will.
Yeah, my mom used to tell me I was the most handsomest boy in fifth grade, but I don't think that was true.
Hey, if you believe it, it is. No,
cut that out.
If you believe it, it's not a lie.
All right, JE11, we will talk to you again. All right.
That's a sign. That was a Seinfeld crack.
Yes. Greg didn't get that one.
No, he didn't.
It's all right. Yeah. He's on vacation. Right.
No, I'm not on vacation. I enjoyed Seinfeld. Some call it the greatest television program in the history of television. I don't necessarily agree.
I'm a Martin Lawrence fan. Martin was my show. So
Martin Lawrence?
I love that Martin, too. Yes.
Martin!
You put that on the same level as
Yes.
Come on, Pam.
Yes. That's on the same. Jerome's in the house. I say Jerome's in the house. Yes, that's on the same level as Seinfeld, Gregory.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well.
Tina.
He has no idea, Julian.
Zero. Zero. Like, the Halloween. Remember the Halloween one where they all got haunted?
Yeah, he has no idea. He's clueless.
Was that your favorite one, the Halloween one? Was that what you guys liked?
Well, Martin wanted to buy the house, and the house turned out to be haunted.
It's haunted.
All right, Julian, we'll talk to you.
All right, guys.
All right.
Later.
All right, there you have Julian Bubs Edelman on the Harbor One Hotline.